On the show today, we have Engage Fi's very own Jen Adabo and now Engage Fi's Andres Pasantes. Andres Pasantes is now the COO of Engage Fi, coming from Fiserv. So this is big news in the industry, and Andres and Jen are here to tell us all about this big move. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have the fine folks from Engage Fi. And let's do some introductions. Right next to me, Jen Adabo from Engage Fi. Jen, how are you again?
Hey, Mike. How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. And then right below us, we have Mr. Andres Pasantes, also now from Engage Fi. Andres, how are you?
Very good. That sounds good when you said it that way, Mike. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. We're here to please. So we're talking about the big news in the industry today that Andres Pasantes is now the COO of Engage Fi. Congratulations, Andres and Jen. This is a great move for you guys.
No, yeah. Thank you. I'll tell you this. Mike, I'm excited to be here. I was joking earlier with Jen. Been a long time listener of your broadcast.
Well, thank you.
And fascinating enough, I need to join Engage Fi in order to make it to the show. So I'm glad to be here.
You're welcome anytime, Andres. You're welcome anytime. So Jen, what prompted this? I mean, I'm coming to you now. I mean, I know this is kind of a question that's we all kind of know the answer to, but what prompted this move to bring in Andres? I know it's kind of goes without saying his talents and skills and experience, but I want to get it from your perspective.
Yeah, but what do they say? What goes without saying is best when said, right? So I would say that we have been a big fan of Andres for a number of years. James and I collaborated with Andres throughout the years, yeah. And you know, would get together as part of our vendor sort of relationship management while he was at Fiserv, and just love that he had some great ideas for us as far as, you know, having been in the industry. And I'll let him sort of elaborate for folks that may not know him, but his client first approach, his client advocacy, just the personal relationships that Andres has built with executives at financial institutions across the country over the years has been tremendous. Mm-hmm. And so as we've grown, recognizing that we have tremendous opportunity to continue to evolve, bringing somebody on like Andres to really help take us to the next level and partnering with me and the strategic plans and vision that we have to grow the organization and to continue to be evolving and getting better. I think he's the perfect fit for that. So sure. We could not be more excited. It's been the hardest secret to keep quiet and I think it's the worst kept secret around, but we're excited to officially be announcing it.
Right on. Well, it's out there now, by golly. So Andres, for those one or two people who don't know or know of you, can you give us a quick LinkedIn profile of Andres?
Yeah, no, sure, Mike. I spent the last 18 years with Fiserv and a long tenure time with this great organization, headed up their sales and client relations organization, came into Fiserv through an acquisition back in 2013 of Open Solutions, the DNA core account processing platform, and spent 8 or 9 years with those folks, kind of ground up, working product management, development, client relations, eventually leading all of their community bank and credit union sales. But Mike, I've been in this industry my entire career, about 25 years, previous lives with other large vendors and the community banking space. And I think Jen said it best. I've had a vendor role for such a long time, but some of the most exciting pieces of the job I've had have always been this client interaction, this quarterly business review, strategic planning with our community banks and our credit unions. And what's most exciting is coming here and spending some quality time now with a complete lens and focus on client advocacy and seeing it from the client's lens purely, which is really, really exciting. So excited to be joining the folks at Engage Fi. And to Jen's point, look, I've been a fan of their organization. I've got a chance to see them grow up. I saw them from, like you did, Mike, the startup of their organization. Yeah. And who they've become today and the great reputation this organization has from both Jen and James. And I couldn't be more honored to be part of this great company now.
Yeah, it's one of the industry's wonderful success stories for sure. You know, when you put out a great product with great service, you get success. And Engage Fi is really exemplifies that big time. And my next question for you, Andres, is another kind of a gimme question. But why go to Engage Fi? We know what a great company it is and what they do for credit unions. But just kind of a quick why? What triggered this? What triggered this move for you?
Yeah. Look, I think it's a great question. As I started to look down the road of what's this next journey for me personally and career wise, I've always been fascinated by this side of the business. Again, the client advocacy side, the partnering side, doing mm-hmm. everything in the best interest of our clients mm-hmm. and working with them from a strategic lens and a technology assessment lens. I've been involved in this software technology service space for 25 plus years. And I've always been fascinated by taking that experience and then bringing it to our clients and helping them grow and momentum and stay relevant in this ever-changing industry. So as I look to the broader landscape, like I said, I've been a huge fan of this organization, of Engageify, from their onset. I know what they stand for, their principles, their level of trust and loyalty with their client base, how engaged they've been across this industry. I've really been thrilled about their change and their landscape move of not just doing credit unions, but now focusing on the entire FI segment yep. of both credit unions and community banks, which I think yep. was a wonderful move for this organization and a fan of Jen. The ability to sit here and partner with her and work with her side by side and working to grow this organization, keep this phenomenal culture they've built. And that's mm-hmm. That's kind of a cliche comment at times, Mike, but these folks have built something really unique with their people, cool. their process. And that is something I wanted to gravitate to and spend some good quality time in. So it made the decision process for me rather simple when I made the decision to jump into this consulting services space.
And Jen, I'm coming to you on this one. Obviously, you guys have built a wonderful culture there at EngageFi. I mean, it's been there since day one because, I mean, like Andres said, we've seen it from day one. So it's been really cool and everybody knows about it. But so what does this move, what is bringing Andres on to the EngageFi team? What does it mean not only for your company, but what does it mean for your clients and soon to be clients? What does it mean to the team?
I think it really signifies the next level of growth for the organization. We have grown tremendously, even through the challenging COVID times. Yeah. We have brought top level talent on board and continue to do so. I just had the benefit of spending about a half hour with six or seven of our new hires that have come on board. It seems like every month we're adding, which is awesome. And what's even better to see is the folks that have been here for a couple of weeks, you know, that onboarding process can be a little overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
And the feedback just of how supportive the rest of the organization has been in embracing them and helping them grow and learn is exactly what we want to continue to see. You know, having someone like Andres in his experience in really kind of living through the evolution of the open solutions to Fiserv change, to the growth of DNA as a platform is, I sort of look at it as how we're investing in our technology within EngageFI. We are a services organization, but if we don't put the right investment in technology in place, then we won't be able to continue to grow and evolve. And so we've done that. We've launched our 360 FI platform, and a major component of the strategic growth of the organization, Andres will have direct involvement in helping us frame that up. What else could we be doing? How do we make sure that we're being smarter and more efficient on behalf of our clients as we save them money, make them money, and solve their problems, right? Those are the three things we're in business to do.
Yeah.
And we've got the team to do it, and now, you know, some significant technology movement that I'm super excited about. And so, you know, Andres's perspective and the conversations we've had over the years about how to continue to evolve the consulting practice, I think now we get to put all those great ideas into practice, which is great. No pressure, Andres.
None at all. Yeah, you kind of answered a little bit of my question to Andres, because I was going to ask Andres, you know, how are you going to put your fingerprints on the company? What are some next moves for you? What are some strategies that you're going to implement at EngageFi now that you're into the business, into the company?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the first thing I want to do is I don't want to break it. It's running well. they've grown tremendously. Yeah. They've got great reputation in the market. So I want to expand on it. Jen's given me some great insight into jumping in immediately to seeing the day-to-day operations. And as you start to get to their size or our size of organization now, there's standard processes, procedures you need to put in place to actually make sure that we can scale in the right manner. But you can scale with keeping that one-to-one relationship and touch point with your clients and keeping that culture very much alive. So on top of looking at it from a day-to-day lens, looking at the client experience, what is that client experience with EngageFI? What are the level of services and products and offerings that we're helping our clients with? What can we do different? I think this organization has operated really different than the standard consulting firm in the market. They've taken an approach of partnership. They treat vendors like partners to their end clients. And they maintain that kind of sanctity of not spiting a client to vendor relationships. And I think that's really gone a long way for this organization. So I want to dive deeper into evolving that further. And then as we continue to grow, as I said, Mike, this consistency, this client experience, just making it better, making it more efficient, and making sure we actually get more touch points to more community banks and credit unions across the country.
Right on. Yeah, I love your opening.
Small ask right off the bat.
Yeah, I love your opening comment. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So
that's right.
You're there to enhance it, actually. So yeah, it's just to kind of build on that success. So good stuff. Anything else to add here? I mean, I know we could probably talk another half hour or so just on credit union industry and what you guys do for credit unions and stuff, but I know you guys have jobs to do, but Jen, I'm going to go with you first. What's any final thoughts here on this move and where you guys are headed down the road?
Yeah, I'm just ecstatic. I think for a major piece that I look to Andres to bring to is what other areas could we be expanding into, right? We've brought on some great talent that has extensive core banking experience. And I'll be honest with you, I think the nature of core banking is going to change pretty dramatically
in
the next couple of years. Yep. And so, you know, making sure that the top talent continues to come here and wants to be, you know, on board for this amazing ride and grow with us. And Andres in his people development, you would be shocked at the number of people that have worked for Andres or with Andres over the years that personally reached out when they heard the news and said they'd follow him to the end of the earth. And those are the type of people you want to work with. And, and that's the environment we want here. So
very cool. Wow. You can put that on your resume, Andres. Well done.
I'm jotting it down verbatim right now as you're speaking.
I'll tell you who they were later, Andres.
Not that you need a resume anymore. You're at the company where you belong. Exactly. So any final thoughts here, Andres, based on what Jen just said? This is
I think Jen summed it up great. I'm genuinely excited. These are really unique times in this financial and services industry, and the ability to help our clients remain relevant is ever so more critical today than it ever has been. Yeah. And this relevancy and this continual movement of digital transformation and payments industry, there's just so much evolving so quickly that this talent pool we have at Engagify is tremendous. And the ability to use these assets and these talents and these resources and help our clients advance and to grow and, more importantly, stay relevant, I think is the biggest ask we have in front of us. And I'm ready for the challenge. I'm excited for it. And I'm finally excited to join this great organization. And look, in closing, I'll tell you this, Mike, thanks for having me. I like I said, a long-term listener. I've probably checked off a lot of thumbprints watching your broadcast over the years before deciding to be on as an actual attendee or guest. So thank you.
Well, it's a well worth the wait. So welcome aboard, Andres. Yeah, congrats. Congrats again to you guys at Jen at EngageFi. And congrats, Andres. This is such a great, great move for your company. And it just bodes well for the industry and credit unions in general. So good, good stuff. Now we're really going to be watching you guys. So expecting bigger and better things. But no, you guys will be fine.
You got it.
Good stuff. All right, guys, I'll let you get back at it. Thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. And congrats again. Well done.
Thank you so much. You are.